Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Marley Rivera of ESPN is joining us now. MLB, covers MLB for ESPN. And she's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Marley, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Dustin, for having me. I truly appreciate it. So hello from New York City.
Yes. And, you know, speaking of which, I saw you tweet before. The one about, well, you said that the Yankees are using Scranton as their alternate site and the Mets are using Brooklyn.
Yes.
Now, the Brooklyn, and that's an A-ball, that's a New York Penn League team, so it's not
short,
the same level.
Short season. Yeah.
Right, but what would be cool is, for those who don't know, the Brooklyn Stadium is right on Coney Island. You could see the ocean right from the from the stadium. I'd love to see the Mets play a series there. I want to see Pete Alonso go opposite field and hit the ball into the Atlantic Ocean, Marley.
But I think you've seen precisely. I mean, if you haven't taken a look, let me know, and I'll send it to you by email about that. You know, the operations manual that is over 100 pages long.
Yeah.
The way, like, all the things that need to happen for us to get this season, you know, up and going, there's so many that you sometimes wonder even if a stadium like the Coliseum in Oakland is going to be able to accommodate, you know, all these, you know. But I'm with you. I mean, I love the Coney Island Boardwalk. For fans out there, they're called the Brooklyn Cyclones precisely because of the Cyclone roller coaster. So I'm all for it, but I think it doesn't fit the operations manual.
They call it middle school here, but I went to junior high school just a couple of blocks from that stadium, actually.
Oh, look at that. So
yeah,
there's a little vein of a New Yorker. Well,
that's
the opposite. I'm married to someone from Cleveland, from Shaker Heights, so there we go.
Oh, nice.
I can just switch things. But I'll never forget him because he made me a Browns fan, and it's just really a very sad life that I have lived for the last 9 years.
Are you a believer in Baker Mayfield?
You know what's sad about my life? This is, we call it the saddest household in sports because I'm a Jets fan and he is a Browns fan.
Wow.
But, yes, I believe. But then again, I also believed in Johnny Football, so that's all you need to know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, welcome to the club, Marley. We've all been
It's a very sad club, but I'm a proud member of it.
We wear it like a badge of honor. Hey, let me ask you this, Marley. This manual, this operations manual, it's 100-plus pages. How much did they take from the NBA, their manual, which is about the same, 100-some pages?
Yep.
And did you really read the whole thing? And how long did it take?
I did. To admit to the fans out there, the last, 20 pages are pictures. So it's a little bit easier.
Okay, good.
It's not that much information, since the last 20 pages are actually them showing you the location of everything, so mapping everything out. So you have to go through them, but it's not reading. But I did, and it's very detailed, and absolutely. The NBA was one of the leagues that they consulted with, also the Premier League, like this, you know, what they've done for soccer. So a lot of them, one of the things that they did, you know, with a team of experts that has remained kind of one of the things that has happened, MLB and the MLBPA have a team of experts that have worked together that only on the health side, like have nothing to do with the negotiation side, and they've kept those names very, very private, because that has to be a very, very secure information. So they have been working on that, and yes, they use the NBA as an example, what they're going to do in Disney in this bubble where they're going to celebrate the end of the regular season and the playoffs, and the same thing, taking a look at what the EPL, the English Premier League, and Bundesliga did. So they, you know, you have to learn from other people. They looked a little bit about what the KBO did also to put a Korean baseball together. So absolutely, anywhere you could get information, they did.
I find it fascinating that, and I didn't think about this, but like if a player is going to have a wife pregnant, this next couple of months here, they can opt out just like they're a high-risk individual. How many players do you think we'll see do that?
I don't know, and it's been very interesting. One of the speculations that we were having here, and obviously this is no indication whatsoever that it's going to happen, and we'll be very, very clear. But, like, for example, Gerrit Cole and Mike Trout both have wives that are due very soon. So that's going to be, like, an interesting thing, right? Like, the fact that what do they choose to do? It's very likely that Gerrit Cole and Mike Trout will choose to play. That is something that, you know, not only for their salary, but also these are, like, really good team guys. So you can see that happen. But, yes, it's given us a choice because there are high-risk individuals, like, you know, great pitcher and our friend Cookie Carrasco, who could choose not to play and still get his season of Major League service and still get his salary because technically it isn't his fault that he is a high-risk individual under a pandemic. So all those high-risk individuals, they can get paid, and at the same time they can get the year of Major League service. Now the guys who decide not to play, and that is something that you can do, right? You can choose not to play, like guys who have wives who are pregnant or other guys that simply don't want to and don't want to have that risk. Then you can do that, but then you don't get paid. So then that's sort of, you know, that's been one of the negotiations that happened, and it was clear by the MLBPA and Major League Baseball.
We're talking with Marley Rivera of ESPN. Marley, I saw today, or it may have been last night, that Tony Clark said he's still willing to talk with the commissioner about possibly expanding the postseason.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm torn on this, honestly, because this year is a weird year. And because it's such a small amount of games, I don't have a problem with expanded postseason this year.
Yeah.
But once we get back to regular baseball, hopefully next year at 162, I hate the idea of 16 teams because I think it completely waters down the regular season. What's your take on where this is headed?
I agree with you. And I think I do think that there is a chance if the union is still open, because one of the things that people don't know is that up until the first day, Major League Baseball and MLBPA can still agree on stuff. It isn't like they couldn't still add things or change things. Absolutely, they're in agreement. And one of the things that is very, very clear in the agreement, and it says it, is that Major League Baseball can still, with the authorization of the union, expand the playoffs. So this is something that could still happen, and the union can approve it. And I'm with you on that one. I think that, you know, for next year, I'm kind of worried about it. But this year, I feel like we need it. It is such a weird season, right? We're talking about 60 games. I do think that, you know, some teams are going to be in there that, quote-unquote, may not be deserving, right, like of these teams that make it into the playoffs. We famously keep quoting, right, the Nationals record when they played 50 games last year, that they were 11-39, the very, very famous record. So it's, you know, it's about that. So I do think that it'll be fun. So, and it'll be more money for everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, I do think one of the things the players will probably, if they do negotiate for the playoffs, in addition to some money, I mean, you know, originally it was part of the negotiation was the DH for this year and next, and then we have a collective bargaining agreement. I think at this point the DH has got to be here to stay. I would think in some way that's something the players are going to want, DH for next year, and then it'll be negotiated, and I assume. Do you think that'll happen?
I think so, unfortunately for me. I know I'm a very, very, very – I'm in a very small minority of media members who still love the pitchers who rake. Like, I still love the tradition. And I'm not a traditionalist in that sense. I'm all for putting a man on second and extra innings. Like, I don't really – three-batter minimum. Like, I'm okay with a lot of the changes. But that one kind of bothers me. But I agree with you. I think that we have seen the last of already of pitchers hitting. I think that it will continue into next year because we don't really know what's going to happen with the coronavirus, right? Like, Dr. Fauci has told us, and we are – hopeful that maybe at the end of the year we may see a vaccine, but that's a big maybe, right? So we actually don't know how even the spring is going to be impacted. So I do see it, right, like implemented next year, and I do see it as part of the collective bargaining agreement that happens after 2021. And the main reason is because there's going to be more jobs, right? There's a lot of DH jobs, and that is something that the players want. And something that happened in the last couple of years, and one of the reasons for a lot of friction with the union is the fact that a lot of the veteran players and veterans, I'm talking about like not even in your mid-30s, right, in your early 30s, they're considering veterans, didn't get a job. And then those DH jobs will really, really open that up. So, yes, absolutely. I think we've seen the last of pitchers, much to my detriment.
Has the pandemic made people forget about the Astros cheating scandal?
Yes. I think it's one of those things. I mean, I think that people are talking about it just this week because obviously we have a date, right? We know it's going to be July 23rd or 24th. God willing, a coronavirus willing, right? We're going to have a season. And not only that, one of the things that happened is that the teams are going to play against geographical rivals in the opposite league. And that precisely means that the Astros, who are in the AL West, now are going to play the Dodgers, who are in the NL West in their regular season. A lot of people are speculating that that should be the opening day game, that it should be actually the very first game, Astros-Dodgers. So I think people are talking about it now because the Dodgers are going to get a chance to play against the Astros, and obviously they're the team that the Astros beat in 2017 when they were cheating. So it's going to be very interesting, but absolutely, I mean, no one could care less about trash-banging schemes at this time.
We're talking with Marley Rivera of ESPN. Marley, I was thinking about the schedule, and, you know, if you're going to play every team in your division 10 times, and I know you're going to play your rival 6 times, I wonder if instead – I wonder if they'll consider just, like, the Yankees, Red Sox, just having a 5-game series in Boston and a 5-game series in New York, because it may sound crazy, but it's less travel. It might make sense. I wonder if they're going to consider that.
I don't think they will do that for one simple reason, and I wish, you know, I could have, like, really good special effects and do a big ka-ching at this moment.
Okay.
So that's the only reason why you will not do five-game series, right? Like, it's one of those things because you need them on prime time, you need on certain days, and you need them on ESPN, on Fox, on TNT, right? Like, the rights holders, right? So they're really going to want to those prime time games to be on their air. But one thing that they are doing with the schedule, and my colleague Bob Nightingale from USA Today wrote about it today, is the fact that they're going to do regional trips. So, for example, and let's just say an example, when the Yankees go down to Tampa to play against the Rays, they will try to make that same trip when they play the Miami Marlins. So then the Yankees, the same thing will happen when the Yankees play the Phillies. They will try to do it when they travel to Baltimore, right, because they're nearby.
That's sort of
more what I see happening. So that's the way they're going to keep the team in one city longer. Now, I agree with you. It would be so much easier to just do 5-game series here, 5-game series there, but they won't do that because of money.
Good point.
Unfortunately.
Go ahead,
We're talking with Marley Rivera of ESPN. All right, Marley, so the season starts July 23rd. We don't have a schedule yet. You just talked about, you know, the way they're going to kind of regional schedule that way. Do you think we will have a schedule in the next 24 hours?
Absolutely. I think it's coming. The thing is that the union has to approve it. So one of the things that Major League Baseball has been doing, and it is one thing that the league did not drag their feet on, and it is that they've been working on the schedule for a while. This isn't something that all of a sudden, because they have an agreement, right, they're like, oh, here's the schedule, we're going to start now. No, this has been something that actually has been going on since March 13th, right, when they call all sports were over, right, like that one day. So it is certain that they've been working on it. So they have that schedule very close to being completed very soon. So Major League Baseball will have it finished and submit it to the union. I can see it being approved in the next day or two. Absolutely, because we're pressed for time now, right? July 1st, it's report day. It doesn't mean that that's the day that spring training starts, but it is the day that players have to report. And, I mean, players need to know where to go. So I think that it's going to be very, very important for them to have a schedule. And I think we'll see it in the next couple of days.
Yeah, there's already so much bad blood between the sides. It was good that Tony Clark had kind of admitted that it's been ugly. But I do think it's interesting. Like, the owners were crying poor for the last month, talking about no fans in the stands, we're going to lose money. And the second this agreement was reached, or non-agreement was settled, now all of a sudden in the last 48 hours, we're hearing from some teams saying, yeah, we might have 20% fans. The owners were not talking about fans in the at all until this got settled. Isn't that ironic?
Well, it is something that they, you know, it's something that the players suspected a little bit. So it is something that the players have been thinking about, that eventually, and we've seen it from Governor Abbott from Texas. We actually even heard our Red Sox president Sam Kennedy speculate, right? He didn't say, I'm going to have fans at Fenway, but he did say there's a possibility that we could open the doors at Fenway in September. So we certainly don't know, right, if that's going to happen or not. But obviously, because the NFL is hoping to have games in September, then how do you tell teams that they couldn't host? And one of the things, Major League Baseball doesn't have any purview over what can be done in a particular state. If the state of Texas wants to do something, and it, you know, and are allowing the Texas Rangers owners to do it, then they can, because that's a statewide decision. Now the union has to agree, right, also to play those games, because having fans in the ballpark is an entire new set of circumstances that are not listed in the operations manual. So in order, you know, in order to have fans in the stands, it's going to take some time. I don't see it happening, quite honestly, but you never know. I mean, it's always about the money, and owners do want to recoup some money. Hence, the conversations about the expanded playoffs and the conversations about having fans in the stands.
You know, Marley, most seasons, you know, these days, especially with so many teams tanking in recent years, there's usually maybe 15 teams or around there at most that you could see making the playoffs. I feel like this year, outside of maybe like Baltimore, Detroit, Kansas City, maybe the Marlins, maybe, I don't know. I think there's only like four or five teams that I would say have no chance, because like before the season, I would have said, nah, the White Sox are not going to win the Central. They need another year to develop. But in a short season, the Blue Jays with all their young hitters, some of these kind of middle-of-the-road teams, I think they got a shot. You think there's more teams that can make the playoffs this year?
Yes, and I think that's the one thing that it has to be interesting. I feel like we almost have to go, as baseball fans, scrap 2020 as what you think a baseball season has to be, right? Like, we have to remove those ideas from our head. None of us have ever gone through a pandemic. Our generation, nor our parents' generation, ever went through this. So let's see this with fresh new eyes. This is going to be a season unlike anything else that we've ever seen. So that certainly will be, you know, and I feel like that actually is kind of fun. I'm so tired of seeing the same freaking teams in the playoffs all the time. And I'm not saying this. I know that the Indians have been successful in the last couple of years, and it's a very good thing for Cleveland, and I'm glad about that. But I want to see the Mariners in the playoffs. I want to see the Blue Jays. I want to see the Marlins. Like, I feel like these teams, the more variety, it brings more fans into the game. It can't only be regional fans, right? It can't only be Los Angeles versus New York all the time. It really, really can't be. So I'm excited about that. You even mentioned the Marlins. I have the Marlins as one of my surprise teams.
Oh, you do?
Because of the fact, because they're a super, super young, talented team.
True.
And then when you have a very short season and a lot of really, really young players, I don't know. I feel like young players can be a threat from the beginning. So I'm not saying that the Marlins are winning the World Series, but I can, you know, the AL East and the NL East are going to be very, very tough, right? Yeah. They're going to play against each other. And this will benefit the teams with great pitching, right, like the Tampa Bay Rays. And will hurt the teams that have very suspect pitching, for example, the Minnesota Twins. So that's going to be interesting, right, how it goes.
And the Rays and Marlins are used to playing in front of no fans anyway. So
they actually feel right at home.
That's right. Marley, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Give my best to Cleveland.
Thank you, Marley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.